If he says it's the strongest squad, fine. What he might be saying, it might be the best 11 he's had. But what he's saying maybe is he's had, this is the strongest squad he's got, which is a completely different thing from the best 11. But your strongest squads can sometimes, it helps you, there's absolutely no doubt, but you just need to look at the results just now. They're a juggernaut of football just now, you know. Whether you think they're playing the most stylish football that's ever been seen here, you don't know, but in terms of winning, it's as good as you see.
Because there are players from 99 that you would say would probably get in the team now, but not necessarily the squad stronger.
Definitely, you would definitely say that. I think if you were picking an 11 just now, the two squads, and I think a lot from that 99 side would be in it. But what, as Alec was saying, it's the squad. And actually, the games are playing just now, you probably need a bigger squad. And it's great that the players can have a day off or an injury, knowing fine well that the players that are coming in can't deal with it. You can deal with it, because at some clubs, they have got a great 12, 13 players, but if they go beyond that, then they have a problem.
Who do you think from then, perhaps then, would get into the team today?
Well, I think, to be fair, being fair on me, but Scholes my favourite player, the best midfield player, I think, since, Bobby Charlton's a striker, but he's a midfield player striker. But as far as I'm concerned, that, you know, if Xavi, Iniesta and Messi thinks he's one of the best players I've ever seen, then that'll do for me.